Tropical storm Isaias is gathering strength as it moves north today after passing by the Florida coast over the weekend. It's expected to make landfall in the Carolinas tonight. And joining us now is Jeff Huffman, director of the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. And Jeff, how is this storm growing as it comes up the coast?
Oh, good afternoon, Tanya. Well, it's fluctuating in intensity quite a bit. Over the last 8 hours, we saw it strengthen just a bit, and now it's kind of holding steady. But since it left Florida early this morning, it is starting to become more organized. It's sitting about 100 to 120 miles east-southeast of both Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. And it is forecast to possibly gain just a little more strength before it makes landfall tonight in the Apeadie region of South Carolina or southern portions of North Carolina in the Lowcountry. And it is officially, Tanya, to forecast to become a brief Category 1 hurricane before landfall. So residents in those areas are encouraged to prepare for hurricane conditions arriving this evening.
Yes. After landfall tonight, where's it going next? And should we, what should people actually expect after it hits the Carolinas?
Yeah, it's interesting to note that this is a storm that is expected to actually accelerate as it moves into the northeast. It's going to affect a lot of people. Most of the major cities up and down the I-95 corridor will experience tropical storm conditions. It's been a long time since this many residents of the northeast have experienced something from the tropics, because it's going to be moving kind of parallel to I-95. And because it's accelerating, it may not weaken as quickly. So tropical storm conditions are possible tonight in portions of North Carolina and Virginia, and then through the day tomorrow in D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York City, Boston. We're talking about a strong onshore wind that could cause coastal flooding and likely lots of areas that experience minor wind damage, with many, many cities probably incurring sporadic power outages tomorrow and tomorrow night.
You know, we watched over the weekend how this storm caused some heavy rain and flooding in Florida. How bad was it compared to what officials had expected?
Well, the storm was expected to stay just offshore or hugging the coast. So the worst of the conditions were expected to be offshore, and that's what happened. But even on the west side of the storm in Florida, the conditions did not materialize on the west side of the storm. I want our listeners to know up in the northeast, that's not going to be the case. The center of this storm is making a more direct hit. So conditions are going to be much worse than they were in Florida. We had some heavy rain right along the coast, and there was some wind gusts to 50 or 60. I think this morning, about 30,000 people in southeast Florida were without power. But all in all, we escaped the worst of Isaias.
You know, I mean, we're all thinking about how COVID-19 is impacting the ability for people to safely shelter in place. What happened in Florida? What can people think about as the storm moves up towards the coast?
It's a great question. We're doing so as well in the Storm Center, you know, keeping this in mind. And the message has changed this year from emergency managers up and down the hurricane-prone areas. If you can stay home, if you know that your home can withstand the type of winds that a hurricane is forecast to cause, you're encouraged to do so. If you are told to evacuate, many counties have come up with COVID-safe shelters to evacuate to. But there's a stronger, I guess, push this year to remind residents that their safest place, especially during the pandemic, maybe at home. In Florida, we say know your zone, which means know your evacuation zone, but also know your home. Know what kind of wind speeds and what kind of building code you have and what it can withstand.
Know your zone and know your home. That's Jeff Huffman, director of the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. Thank you.
You're welcome.